like getting questions and posing them to Dr. Sean Riley from Tulsa Spine and Rehab. Dr. Riley, the latest question reads like this. I recently hurt my low back, and it's hampered my workout routine. I want to keep exercising, but don't know the best way to proceed. Do you have any suggestions?
Sure. That's, a very common question that we get here at Tulsa Spine and Rehab. We, we kind of active athletic type of folks are, a big category, the type of patients that we see here in the clinic. And, that's great. We want people to keep moving. That's one of our slogans, keep moving, stay active, exercise, stay healthy. A lot of times we'll get patients in with, acute type low back pain. I'm always going to go back to make a proper determination of what the problem is. Is it just an acute sprain? Could it potentially be something a little more dangerous, like a disc problem, or something that should be worked up a little bit more? But just for this discussion, we're just going to kind of talk about mechanical low back pain. One of the first things that I like to tell my patients to stay away from with low back injuries and exercise, we want to avoid sit-ups. I'm not a big fan of sit-ups anymore at all, or crunches for that matter. I know that a lot of times when we go to the doctor or we're watching an infomercial or television or whatever it may be, and they talk about core stability, I see patients get down on the floor and just start doing hundreds of sit-ups. Terribly, terribly, dangerous for the lumbar spine. The way I explain that to a lot of my patients, Scott, let's say if you were to, bend over and try to pick something up 100 times, it's going to create a lot of excessive load on your back. So I always tell my folks to stay away from crunches, curls, sit-ups, those types of exercises, because that flexed, loaded kind of position potentially could, injure even more or just exacerbate the condition at that time.
So even when you're healthy, you avoid
that. I do. I know a lot of my patients work out with personal trainers and at gyms and so forth, and they do these type of exercises. And when they ask my opinion, I think that, and this is my opinion, I think that there are multiple exercises to do that will mimic a crunch or a sit-up that we can, exercise and work out that abdominal area and part of the core. The second thing, we see a lot of CrossFitters, and I see a lot of loaded type squats. And when I say loaded, it's some type of weight overhead, and they're doing repetitive squats. It's a really dangerous position. Now, I'm not saying, squatting's not good, and I know it's a great exercise and you're working quite a few different things. The problem is with loaded squats or squats with weight, our margin for error goes way, way down. Meaning, like, if you don't, maintain really, really good form or proper biomechanics, you're potentially going to set yourself up for some serious injury. So I always tell them to, stay away from the squatting as well and the crunches. And then, I'm real big on just movement. So when you're hurt, if you want to know something that you can do, just get out and perform aerobic activity. Get out and, walk. I don't know if running is going to be the best option. Get on a elliptical machine or Stairmaster or maybe even a swimming pool. That's always going to be really, really good.
What are some signs that it's okay maybe to move along in your progression of exercise?
Yeah, great question. I would say that when typically when, we're trying to exercise initially and we'll try to perform a certain movement and it exacerbates the pain or we're feeling it a little bit more, I would recommend that once you notice that you're able to maybe flex or bend without pain, that's a good sign that you're able to start doing some, some more progressive type things. So anytime you increase your activity with diminished symptoms that you may have had, I think that's just a really good sign or indicator that we can start slowly progressing. And I think that's another key phrase, slowly progressing, getting back into our traditional or our normal workout routine.
So the question, the person who poses the question has a desire to keep their routine going. Do you ever run into a situation, I imagine you do, where you just got to take some time off, or is it ever that bad?
Well, exactly. I've spoken about this in the past, that recommendations related to low back pain have changed. Years ago, you would get anti-inflammatories or medications from your primary care physician. They would tell you to go home and rest. Well, now conservative treatment research has shown that we want to stay active and keep moving, along with maybe some of those palliative medications initially, within reason. And when I say keep moving within reason, just general activity like maybe walking around the block, getting up and unloading your spine is very, very good. So I think limited activity initially is something that we need to be very aware of, accompanying with just movement, whether it's just walking around your block, getting up and moving around. But at all costs, do not go home, lay down, get in bed, lay on your couch for days at a time.
Great advice. If you'd like to ask Dr. Riley a question, you'll find a submission form on the right-hand side of the webpage, or you can email info@TulsaSpineAndRehab.com.